Thank you, Sue. September the 10th edition from the Mayor's Parlour, chronicling life in Todmorden with Councillor Steph Booth. One of the things I've noticed about Todmorden Town Council is the number of committees, working parties and subgroups. On the one hand, it demonstrates the level of commitment people are prepared to give to enhance the fabric and well-being of the town. On the other, it can, as it did for me, cause some confusion. I have been on a steep learning curve since becoming a councillor. The town council has three committees: development, amenities and general purposes. The new town council made the decision almost immediately to abolish the complex system of subcommittees. There are 18 members of the council and each member is on two committees. In the interests of transparency, we feel all members of a committee should be involved in discussions and decision making. The council is small enough to make this practicable. The number of subcommittees previously created was in danger of turning councillors into Cheshire cats wearing only a bemused grin. Of course, we retain the flexibility to establish working groups, but only in very particular circumstances. Then there are the committees town councillors are engaged with, but do not actually control. The town council has representatives on many community management boards, and this is one way of keeping a mutually beneficial flow of information between the groups and the council. The town council is also involved with committees initiated by Calderdale Council, currently the Town Hall Working Group and Todmorden Town Centre Development Board. The Development Board currently comprises mostly Calderdale councillors and officers. There are three Todmorden town councillors also on the board. The Cabinet at Calderdale have now agreed to expand the Development Board to include representatives from community groups and businesses in Todmorden. A welcome decision. If you would like to get involved, and I strongly encourage you to do so, contact Claire Butler at Calderdale Council on 01422 392278. That's 01422 392278. My gran always maintained you could tell the quality of a household by the state of the windows and the front door. The good news for the town hall is a working group have decided to have the windows cleaned, the front and side doors repaired and painted, the corridor redecorated and fitted with new lights, and the ballroom acoustics drastically improved. Or so I believe. And that's from your mayor.